Governor Perry said in his one of his statement that April 10 to 16, 2011 would be the victims' rights week. He asked all the fellow Texans to join this effort to listen to the victim and help them whenever possible. I'd like to ask Honorable Governor Perry that I'm a victim of this hate crime. Please listen to my request. Let me have a mediation dialogue.
We must leave it there, Reyes Buyon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Democracy Now! Is a listener-supported grassroots global news hour. You make it possible when you donate at democracynow.org. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Bob Longman with your WUSB concert billboard for Monday, July 18th. The Mary Lamont Band will be at the Jones Beach Boardwalk at 8 p.m. in Wantagh. Emmylou Harris and the Levon Helm Band will be at Central Park Summer Stage in Manhattan at 6 p.m. The annual tribute to Harry Chapin concert with various artists will be at the Harry Chapin Theater in East Meadow, New York, Eisenhower Park, 7:30 p.m. Dave Christian will be at the Beach Hut at Tanner Park in Copaig at 5:30 p.m. Your concert billboard for Tuesday, July 19th. Vlada will be at the Bitter End in Manhattan at 10 p.m. Your concert billboard for Wednesday, July 20th. Huey Lewis and the News will be at the New York Commercial Bank Theater at Westbury, 8 p.m. Red Horse, which has Elijah Gilkison, John Gorka, and Lucy Kaplansky, will be at Madison Square Park in Manhattan at 7 p.m. Buddy Merriam and Backroads will be at the Agawam Park in Southampton, 7 p.m. Robert Cray will be at B.B. King's in Manhattan at 8 p.m. Gene Casey and the Loan Sharks will be at the Harborfront Park in Port Jefferson at 6:30 p.m. And Ahmad Ali and Snap will be at the Sayville Common Ground at 7 p.m. Well, that's today's concert billboard. Tune in every day to hear where your favorites are playing or maybe to try something different. The online concert billboard at WUSB.fm has schedules for the months ahead so you know what to look forward to. And look for the WUSB Concert Billboard group on Facebook, where there are often some last-minute shows. The WUSB Concert Billboard is a service of WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM.
Thank you, Bob. The Concert Billboard. Where else can you get multiple concert billboards for the price of one? It's 3 minutes after 6 o'clock. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. It's time once again for Off the Wall. We'll be right back. The very good evening, everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you tonight as we embark on the second part of the cross-country voyage, part of ultimately leads to my entrance into my first Starbucks of my life. But we're not going to talk about that. That's not important tonight. We're going to talk about other things that happened along the way. And we only have a couple minutes before going into the segment. It's been a momentous news day. The events of the last week or so, last couple of weeks, with this whole quote unquote phone hacking scandal. And I'm putting that in quotes because, you know, it's really doesn't have a whole lot to do with hacking. And I wish we had more time to talk about this both tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we have a fundraiser on the other show, so we won't really have time to get into it then either. But, you know, if anyone wants to call me on the phone and just talk to me about this, I'll be happy to banter on. It's not phone hacking. I think, you know, of all the people who got it right, the Murdoch kid, James Murdoch, the guy who was testifying today. Well, he's not a kid. He's probably like 50, but he's a kid compared to Rupert Murdoch. He was calling it phone interception. And I hate to agree with the Murdoch, but he's right. That's what it was. It was simply intercepting phone communications. No hacking involved, no figuring anything out, just basically doing something illegal, doing something sleazy, working for a Murdoch tabloid. And it's amazing to see all the hatred against the Murdochs going on in London. They were actually attacked inside the hearing today in London by somebody who apparently had a whipped cream pie or something. I don't know what he was planning on doing. The guy's 80 years old, for God's sake. I mean, you know, even throwing a pie at him might be a bit much. But the thing is, there has been this festering hatred against these billionaires for many, many years. And I think that's what you're seeing coming out with all this hostility. It's got nothing to do really with the events that took place, the sleazy events of various reporters resorting to cheating and stealing and invading people's privacy. That's something that I bet you find in many, many tabloids around the world. It's just the arrogance, the untouchability, the power that somebody has when they get to be so immensely rich and controlling of everything. And I think that's what all this hostility is about. Certainly the politicians over there in England, they're kind of relieved now, because usually the shoe was on the other foot. It was Rupert Murdoch and his newspapers that were coming after the politicians and destroying their careers. And now they have a chance to turn the tables and destroy their careers, the quote-unquote journalist career. Not journalists, really, the owners of the newspapers, multi-billionaires. They want to destroy them. Everyone wants to destroy each other because that makes for an interesting news day. Well, there's going to be more of that, I'm sure. More hearings, more accusations, and expect it to spread over here to the United States, where not a lot of attention is being paid to it, especially on the Fox News channel. They're trying to brush it aside. They're trying to say, oh, you know, it's time to move on. Let's not even talk about this. Of course, Rupert Murdoch owns Fox as well. And obviously, that's not going to happen. People are going to pay attention to what's actually happening under his watch, not just with accessing people's phone messages and phone calls and things like that, but just the overall way that journalism has been given short shrift and things like that. It's going to be fun to watch, and of course we'll be here to watch it as well, and eventually we'll have time to analyze it and take phone calls and things like that. In the meantime, you can write to us, otw@2600.com. We'd love to hear from you. But for now, we're going to go back to where we were last week. Actually, last week we ended the show in Joplin, Missouri. And again, apologies to anybody who might have heard this on the stream or on the archive. We had some real technical problems that didn't affect the on-air signal, but it affected the way it was stored and sent over the internet. And that has been fixed. If you want to download last week's show, it'll sound just fine. But in the middle of various things that were going on, all of a sudden you heard Amy Goodman. And believe me, Amy Goodman was not with me when I was in Joplin, Missouri. But she somehow showed up in the show because of a computer foul-up on our end. But that's been fixed. The archives for that show and every other show are on www.2600.com/off-the-wall. All right, we're going to go to immediately after. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but immediately after Joplin, Missouri, is where we pick up the action.
All right, it's later at night. Actually, just left Joplin a little while ago. I'm taking a local road. Well, not a local road. It's 55 miles an hour. It's a federal road. Federal roads predate interstates. We don't have any federal roads on Long Island. They basically have little crinkly things on the top of the number. They look very similar to state roads, like Route 25A, 25, as far as the signage goes. In fact, once somebody screwed something up and there was a sign on State Route 347 for the intersection of State Route 111, and they made State Route 111 into a federal road. They just used the wrong symbol. But that's the only time a federal road has ever appeared on Long Island. I'm not exactly sure the history of federal roads is. I'm sure somebody can write in and tell me what that's all about. You know, I don't really care. I wasn't planning on talking about federal. I'm just saying I'm on Federal Road 71 heading south. The reason I'm taking this road, it's a little two-lane road, is because there's no interstate that goes where I want to go. And where do I want to go? I want to go to the one state that I have not ever... Well, actually, there's two states I haven't been to. Let me backtrack a little bit. The way the headlines are going to read, this trip is basically about my visiting Starbucks for the first time, and that's really kind of inaccurate. I mean, yeah, that's true, but I don't want Starbucks to be getting all the attention here, because this trip is about more than just that. It also happens to be the first time that I've entered the state of Arkansas. There's only two states left that I have not been to. And Arkansas is one of them. Hawaii is the other, and I know I'm not going to go there this time. But Arkansas is only a few miles down this road, down Route 71. So I'm going to set foot in Arkansas for the first time ever. And that will be 49 states out of 50. I do intend to go to Hawaii at some point. We'll see about that. Basically the plan is to go through Arkansas. Then cut through Texas on the way to Arizona, and I guess that ought to work out pretty nicely. Not really sure how far I'm going to get tonight. Just going to keep going until I don't feel like going anymore. Actually, you know, now that I think about it, not being on interstate, being on one of these local roads, I'm glad I just got gas, but I'm not sure if there'll be places to stay. I'm not sure if there'll be towns. Oh, my God. Oh, God, no. You would not believe the lightning that I see ahead of me. What is it about this part of the country and weather? I mean, every time I go to Kansas, and I'm not going to Kansas, but every time I go to Kansas, and Arkansas it has Kansas in it, just with an AR in front of it, there's something about this region where the weather is severe. I mean, I just came out of Joplin and saw the devastation there, and there's like demonic lightning. Oh, look at that. It's like it lights up the whole sky, and in ways that lightning doesn't light up on Long Island, ever. It just, it lights up white, and you see bolts coming straight down, and it looks like it's straight down ahead of me. Oh, Lord, why am I doing this? Well, people live here, and people die here, too, unfortunately, but, I mean, you know, I can do this. I'm just driving down a damn road. And the guy behind me really wants to pass me, and I'm doing 60 miles an hour on a two-lane road. How fast do you want me to go? Anyway, so I'm going to head to Arkansas. I hope I make it to the 50th state. I think I'll make it to the 49th, but looks like there's all kinds of warning signs ahead about going into the 49th state, but I'm going to do it. Wish me luck. Okay, let's start with the good news. The good news is that I've turned on to Route 71 has turned into a divided highway, which means I can go much faster, and there's four lanes. Bad news is that we're going right into this storm. I gotta describe what I'm seeing here. First of all, it started raining. Oh, Lord. There's lightning of an intensity that I have hardly ever seen before. I'm talking about directly ahead, seeing bolts of lightning striking the ground for... I just saw a U-shaped one. It didn't strike the ground, it just made a U. But I've seen lightning strike the ground and remain like that for over a second. Oh, and there was... I just saw some bolts hitting the ground ahead of me, like they were being shot from the sky, like one, two, three. And a little while ago, I saw this twice. Whoa. That was really bright, really in my face. It didn't strike the ground, but... The thing is, and I know I'm going to regret saying this, I have not heard thunder yet. Just seen a lot of lightning. As you can hear, it's raining. Yeah, as I drive, I might just pull over if it gets much worse. I'm opening the window to see if I can hear any thunder. Sure do see a lot of lightning. Well, I'm not hearing any thunder. Maybe it's just a light show. That would be kind of nice. But what I was saying before, what I saw that I don't recall ever seeing before... Whoa. That was blindingly bright, which means it must be right on top of me. But I still don't hear any thunder. What I saw... I'll get this out. I will. What I saw before was a flash of lightning in the distance. Well, not in the distance. Like, it seemed fairly close. But a square in the sky, straight ahead, just what looked like a square of light. Where instead of a bolt of lightning, just a square. I saw that twice. Almost like some kind of lightning was condensed into a square and just hanging in the middle of the sky. Maybe it was coming directly at me or something. I don't know. Very, very weird and strange and bizarre and scary. And typical of the Midwest, I guess. I mean, I'm not going to Kansas this time, but every time I've gone to Kansas, I've experienced very severe weather. And like I said, this is the first time I've been to Arkansas, or that I'm going to Arkansas. I haven't made it yet. And looks like that's the rain has abated. And wow, I just saw whoa. Okay, that was close. If there's no thunder from that, then I don't understand this storm. Yeah, I don't understand this storm. There's no thunder. I don't hear it. Very weird. Okay. A silent thunderstorm. Maybe somebody can write in and tell us how it's possible to have lightning with no thunder. It's raining again. I think the rain makes me more nervous because that makes me believe that it's really very, very close. And who knows what lies ahead. I'm not sure how far I am from the border. And lightning is basically constant now. Just seeing it everywhere. To the left, to the right, in front of me. I'm not looking in back of me, but I'm sure it's there too. So, I mean, if that's the case, then it could be right next to me at some point. And if I don't hear thunder when that happens, then I don't know how to explain any of this. Yeah, so every time I come out this way, it seems like there's severe weather. I don't know how people contend with it. I mean, it's interesting. I guess you can sort of get used to it if you're... Well, yeah, whenever I pause like that, it's because something really spectacular is happening. I don't know how else to describe it other than to say... Well, I mean, this is twice now, tonight, that I've been stuck for words. Once seeing the devastation of a previous weather condition and now seeing the weather unfolding in front of me, there's just so much in the way of lightning. That's my phone. You know, I'm just going to take this. Hopefully somebody can calm me down. Okay, I've pulled over because things really intensified, even more so than before. But I want to see, you know, it's ridiculous to drive and talk on the radio at the same time. But I want to see if there's actually thunder here without driving. Let's listen. Yes, I think there is thunder. Okay, so I've learned that you can't hear the thunder when you're driving, but you sure can hear it when you stop, and that means it is around. I've seen some really horrendous strikes. I mean, really big. Okay, and the rain's picking up again. Absolutely incredible lightning. Okay, so the storm is definitely all around us. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to not talk on the radio and try to drive and focus 100% of my attention on the road and hope for the best. I'll leave the microphone on, though, in case something spectacular happens. Oh, like that. I should also point out it's incredibly warm outside, too. It's unusual to feel so warm at night. But yes, I think it's probably best for me to be on the road.
This is Emmanuel here in the studio, just popping in because I imagine the sound of rain is something that we've all heard before. No point just playing rain, not having any other commentary. This actually is a recording I made about a month ago in June as I was driving a friend's car from New York to Arizona. Which was a lot of fun, actually. Went through a bunch of states, as you can see, Arkansas being one of the targeted states. And the eventual goal was to make it to Newport Beach, California, which is where the competition from last year to pick the one Starbucks in the world that I would go to for the first time ever was chosen. So you'll find out how that went next week. But this really was a very scary thing. Driving in the dead of night on an interstate with a severe thunderstorm all around, right after seeing the devastation of Joplin, Missouri. I was not taking any ridiculous chances doing this, pulling over when it was too dangerous. Don't suggest to other radio co-hosts out there or other people on the radio station to go around in thunderstorms recording radio unless you've trained yourself to do this and know what's going on. But yeah, it was fairly traumatic and interesting. I'd do it again in a heartbeat. Okay, so we're going to resume the action down there in Missouri, heading south towards Arkansas. We cut out a bunch of radio tuning. I had a boombox with me because I had no radio in the car, and I was tuning to find radio stations and finding absolutely nothing, and that went on for a good 10 minutes, so we just have a few seconds of that. Here we go.
Okay, well, this is just great because I can't get a single radio station on this stupid boombox I brought. And if there were a tornado warning, how in the world would I know, you know? Here I am on this stupid federal road. Nobody else is around. Lightning everywhere, rain, maybe hail. A couple of cars way off in the distance. But, you know, how? I can't hear the thunder. Sure as hell can't hear a tornado siren. And it's nighttime, so I couldn't even see a tornado if there were one coming. They don't have lights. So, I don't know. All I'm doing is driving down a road, and it might be the most dangerous thing I've ever done. I guess what I could do is when the sky is lit brilliantly by the lightning. I can look around to see if there are any funnel clouds. That's really the only thing I can think of as far as enabling my defenses. But then, you know, if I do see a funnel cloud, I don't really know what to do at that point. Yeah, I got to think of possibilities. I guess the safest thing to do is pull over and hide under my car. But that's just instinct kicking in there. Okay, I should point out, pretty spectacular bit of lightning. I've never seen anything like this before. It was directly in front and horizontal to the ground. Bolt lightning that was horizontal to the ground, didn't touch the ground. But I'd never seen this before. It developed left to right. It didn't just, whoa, okay, that's really thick lightning ahead of me. And that did hit the ground. But the lightning that I saw was sort of painting itself across the sky. I always thought lightning was instantaneous all the way from beginning to end. But this actually started at one point and then continued and finished on the right-hand side. Just passed somebody parked underneath a bridge, which probably is a smart thing to do. But going to keep going for now and see how things develop. It is getting kind of windy, too. That worries me. There's indications of a turnoff up ahead. I'm not sure what's going to happen. The road might stop being a highway. That's really not going to make me feel much better. Because a narrow country road in the middle of this isn't really going to do it for me. We might also be crossing the border. I don't know. We're going to see what happens. For a moment before, I was thinking, you know, if I could just make it to the border, I'll be okay. As if the storm is only happening here in Missouri. But no, the storm doesn't know anything about borders. Guess we'll see what happens. I'm 12 miles away from Bella Vista, Arkansas, so I know that at most I have 12 miles of Missouri left, and maybe less than that. Okay, the speed limit has been reduced from 70 to 65, so either it's getting a little bit more dangerous, and there are jagged rocks next to the road now on either side. Or maybe the state has changed and the speed limit sign changes with it. Not sure yet. Kind of curious. Maybe somebody can write in with this as well. What happens if you're driving at highway speed and lightning strikes right next to you? What's that like? What do people do? I've always wondered. You know, just like I wonder what happens when an airplane is landing and there's an earthquake. But things like that, you know, somebody must have experienced these things. I'm not sure, is it safer for me to be going slow or going fast? I mean, maybe if I'm going fast, it won't last as long. And I'm less likely to panic. I don't know. Little things that you wonder about as you wait to enter Arkansas for the first time. Okay, I'm in some town in Missouri. I saw a sign that said I was 1 mile away from another town in Arkansas, so that means this is it. it's biblical rain and thunder and lightning all around, but it's going to take more than that to keep me from passing the state line, which I think I see up ahead. And this will be state number 49 of 50 for me. Only one remaining is Hawaii. And here we are. I see a sign right up ahead. Welcome to Arkansas. It's too late to turn around now. The natural state, and I am in Arkansas. I am in Arkansas. I have completed the mission. Well, this part of the mission anyway. Wouldn't it be something if the Starbucks was in Arkansas that I had to go to for the first time? But no, no such luck. It's in Newport Beach, California. A state I've been to many times. All right, so here I am in Arkansas. And boy, I got to tell you, it's dark. No, I'm not kidding. I only see one light up ahead. There's a town back there, and now it's just, well, except for the brilliant lightning, the staggering lightning all around me that's lighting up the sky every possible second. This place is pretty damn dark. And there's one sodium vapor light I'm passing, and that's it. Now it's completely dark, except for the aforementioned lightning. Well, I'm certainly coming into Arkansas dramatically, I'll say that. I can't remember any other state that welcomed me quite this enthusiastically, or tried to keep me away this enthusiastically, not really sure which. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay. I haven't actually set foot in the state yet. I think it counts being in a car, and I'll probably wind up staying here tonight somewhere. But for now, I'm going to concentrate on driving because that's probably the most important thing I should do right now, because it really is. This weather is not letting up. In fact, if anything, it's intensifying. And now I'm on a dark road. God. It's like someone's shining their... Oh my God, it's like daytime. It was like daytime just now for about 2 seconds. The whole sky lit up and you could see the road perfectly as if you didn't have any headlights. Wow. This is something else. All right, well, I'm going to stop describing it because it might be the last thing I do if I don't pay full attention to the road. So, yeah. All right, we'll check in a bit. I'll leave the mic on, though, in case I get struck by lightning or something. I want to see what kind of noise that makes.
Someone told me long ago, it's a common fall, the storm I know. It's been coming for some time. When it's over, so the sin, it will rain the sun and day. Something's cold and rain is hard. I know, been that way for all my time. To forever, I only go through a circle, fast and slow. I know, I can't stop my wonder. I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain? I wanna know.
This is a rather unusual, unplanned part of the trip. I was just basically driving down I-10, trying to get out of Texas, because, wow, this state is big. And started picking up not only Mexican radio, but also Mexican cell service. In fact, there's no American cell service. I'm right now roaming in Mexico without leaving the U.S., which I think is kind of interesting. But I figured I'd just take a look at what a border town must look like. And no sooner did I get off the interstate than four IMS vans, or Border Patrol vans, went speeding by without any regard to traffic laws or anything like that, just really going way too fast down local roads. I have a feeling that there's some kind of a police state here based on looking for, as they say, illegals. Just going to drive around innocently and see what I see. There's another one. He was driving at a more reasonable pace there. Green and white vans. And there's another one. Border Patrol, just everywhere. Now, I think they have dogs in the back. They look like the kind of van that carries... And here's another one. Wow. They're all heading away from the border, so I'm not quite sure what they have contained within themselves. I'm not really sure where Mexico begins, but I'm going to have a look and see... Well, I know there's a river in the way, so that can't just accidentally go into Mexico. But I am curious what kind of patrolling they... I'm already kind of interested by this because there's just so much, so many vehicles. Here's another one. And they're all heading away from the border. And that's only the ones that are marked. There are probably quite a few that aren't marked. And then, of course, you also have your concerned citizens that will do whatever they can to find illegal immigrants and turn them into the authorities. And I guess it's illegal to help in any way. I couldn't, for instance, pick up someone on the side of the road and give them a ride if they turn out to be an illegal immigrant. I don't think I could even give them directions to the nearest Lions Club or whatever it is they're looking for. If they're about to get run over, I don't think I can warn them and say, hey, move away, because that's helping. I don't want to violate any laws. I have a feeling I'm going to. But it's interesting. It's just an interesting cultural experience here. Listening to radio, though, over the past couple of days, man, these people are indoctrinated with hatred. I don't want to sound like I'm generalizing here, but based on AM talk radio, you'd think Mexicans were representatives of Satan himself. The horrible things that they do to people, exposing themselves to teenage girls and killing Americans with their unsafe trucks. And, hey, you look Mexican. Huh, I wonder if I should tell somebody. Just basically, actually, I heard this on the radio. This was incredible. They said that it might take a dirty bomb to get the U.S. government to take this more seriously. Somehow Mexicans are equivalent to Al-Qaeda or people who want to blow up things. It's kind of bizarre and weird. All right, I see a sign here, Port of Entry 7. So either that's the 7th port of entry or it's 7 miles away, which is a little further than I thought. Okay, going over a bridge, and I just hope I'm not accidentally going over a bridge into Mexico. No, it's 7 miles away, so I think I'm okay here. It's very hot. I turned off the air conditioning so that it wouldn't interfere with this recording. Here's another vehicle coming up really fast. Look at this. I don't see no reason to speed like that, but cops do that kind of thing, and these are the ultimate in cops. Not really sure what I'm looking for. Just observing. It's an interesting place, and I feel obligated to observe interesting places. This is interesting. A whole lot of... It's like a forest of trees here. I don't know, some kind of orchid or something, but the trees are really big, and I'm not used to seeing trees. I've been driving through the desert for the past few hours, and this, they seem to be growing almost in water. They're really big trees, too, like, the kind of trees you'd see up in New England or something. But they're all planted in rows, so they must be some kind of crop. I just don't know what. Fortunately, there's nobody behind me. I'm sure this could be seen as suspicious. Driving towards the border and then turning around and driving back. But curiosity is often seen as something suspicious. Now, here are more of these trees, but they're smaller trees. So, yeah, I guess they are growing something. All right, now the sign for port of entry points to the left. I'm going to keep going straight, though. I'm not quite sure why. I just want to see where this road goes. Here's a sign that says, no trespassing. Violators will be prosecuted. What am I doing? I'm just taking a drive down a scenic road, just exploring. It's kind of how this country was founded. Some guy just exploring. Well, that's not really true. It was founded by people who were born here, and well, I'm not going to get into a whole discussion about that. Okay, more no trespassing signs, but I'm staying on the road. Unless these trees are everywhere. They're surrounding me now. Wish I knew what they were. They look like just regular trees. I don't see any fruit on them. If I had to guess, I'd say they were maple trees, but fortunately I don't have to guess. So I guess what I'm doing is I'm going down a road that sort of goes to the border but doesn't cross the border. And I think that's more of interest than going to an actual border that you can cross. Large fields here. This is more what I'm used to. But they're actually farm fields, so unlike the desert. But again, I don't want to accidentally stray into Mexico. Just, I don't know if I'm on a private road. I don't think I'm on a private road. There's an arrow going to the right, but this road continued going straight, so I just continued on it. There's no sign saying don't go down this road. Just a large field now. Bunch of people running across the field. Looks like about maybe 20, 30 of them. Got some kids there. No, I'm just kidding. I'm really, that's in poor taste, but I don't know. I expect to see almost anything. Okay, this road has a name. What's it called? It's called, what? Wingo Reserve Road. That's a very unusual name. Okay, this looks like farmland ahead. It's kind of gravelly. I think what I'll do is make a left, because that looks like a regular street. Roads are very straight here, no cars anywhere. There's a lot of fields. Farm fields, that is. It must be a farm. I mean, that's how these things generally work. Trying to see if I can figure out where the body of water is. I mean, I think it's to the right, which would mean I'm heading east at this point. Not sure what happens if I get lost here, especially at night. Imagine it gets pretty dark. I think that's the fence. Okay, yeah, I do see a fence. And that is one big fence. I have to stop and take a picture of this. My right as an American, it's my duty as an American. Be right back.
Cuando vengo a California, me paseo por donde quiera, por sus valles tan bonitos. Ay, qué linda es esta tierra. A ver qué hallamos por ahí. Las muchachas más bonitas las encuentras de a montón. Si son güeras o morenas, son re buenas pa' el calor. Ando en California, siempre traigo mi dinero, por si me hallo un amorcito, pues pa' pronto me lo llevo.
Tijuana hasta San Diego, son bonitas sus fronteras. Yo he de andar en California hasta el día que yo me muera.
No, officer, I was just supposed to meet a friend here. He said it's at sundown, and he wasn't very particular as to what street. Yeah, his name is Jose, and I'm supposed to meet him and a bunch of his friends. We're going to go out and have fun tonight. Or I could just say that I'm lost. Yeah, that is definitely a fence. It's a big fence. Must be interesting to have a farm right smack on the border. I mean, literally, the farm goes up to that fence, and then I guess there's another farm on the Mexican side. Do I dare to drive all the way up to the fence? Well, the thing is, I don't see a road that goes directly to... Oh, wait, is that the fence up ahead? It could be the fence up ahead. I see something that looks fencey. No, that's a fence. Oh my God, I'm right up next to the fence. Holy crap. Let's see, I know how to pick the roads. This is the best road I could have driven down. It's right next to the fence. Wow. This is unbelievable. Now I pulled over next to the fence. I'm not getting out. There's a car approaching. It doesn't look like an IMS car though. Well, actually, it was. It gave me a little wave. Actually, you know, that might have been one of the, what do you call it? You know, the, what are their names? You know, the people that, oh, the name escapes me. People that patrol the border on their own. I didn't wave back, and that could cost me. But he looked kind of like one of those people that, you know, had a baseball cap and no uniform and just kind of spends his days circling around looking for people who don't belong. Well, I'm driving a car, right? What are the odds of me getting across the border and immediately getting a car? Well, I guess if you listen to the talk radio, that's what happens because they instantly steal cars and rape the women and expose themselves to the children and start robbing us within moments. What are the names of those people? I'm sorry, I hate to do this, but, in the studio, can you just jump in now and say the names, because, the name of the group, all right, because I'm totally blanking on this.
The Minutemen?
Right, of course, well, I'm some kind of idiot, why didn't I think of that? Thank you for that, boy, I feel silly. All right, continuing. I'm still going down, well, now I'm heading back, I hope I'm heading back towards the interstate. Let's see if I get away with this unscathed. Kind of weird, though. I did not see a single Border Patrol vehicle while I was next to the border. I only saw them close to the interstate. Maybe it's break or something, or shift change. That's why they're in such a hurry. I'm glad I didn't wave at the guy, because I don't believe in what they're doing. And I don't think it's very nice, and not something that... citizens of a country should be doing to citizens of other countries, regardless of how or why they're here. Well, unless they invade and intend to take over the government. Well, actually, you know what? In that case, I might be shaking their hands, too. I don't know. But, yeah, just not the nicest of organizations. And they have all kinds of blood on their hands as well. But let's not get into that. It's such a pleasant day, and we're driving down this nice country road and hoping we don't get stopped by the federal police. Or the local natives. Or the local police. Or anybody, really. You know what? I'm not worried about being stopped by illegal immigrants. Because I don't think they're really a threat of any sort. Hopefully I haven't aroused too much suspicion, and we'll be able to safely get back on the interstate. Or at least find the interstate. You know, I might also be going directly back to where I came from. That would be a shame, because I see those trees on the right, but they seem to be planted a little differently. Okay, if I can see where Mexico's over there to the left now. So, okay, I'm going in a different direction. Next to the left, I want to be going to the right to get back to the interstate. That's how I understand it. So I need to find a road that goes that way. Right, there's the American flag. Okay, I did not stray too far. One thing that's interesting as you drive in western Texas, occasionally you get off the interstate to take a break or something like that, and there are just so many places where the buildings are completely abandoned, just crumbling, and no sign of life anywhere. It really makes you wonder. I mean, I guess these are ghost towns, but not the traditional type of ghost town that was abandoned after the gold rush or something like that. This looks like it was abandoned maybe 10 years ago. Or maybe last week, who knows? Or maybe people are actually living there. It's hard to say. But, I just noticed that as I was making my way across the state. I still have about 50 miles to go. And then it's into New Mexico. One state away from my destination of Arizona. All right, here's a road that I can make a right on. And I'm going to do that. And that should be it. Anyone caught picking pecans off the ground will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I gotta say, that's the first time I've ever seen that sign. But that also tells me what kind of trees these are. They are pecan trees. I didn't know that's how pecans grew. I thought they came out of the ground or from eggs or something. I don't know. I just never thought of it. Wow. Pecan trees. Okay. So do not pick pecans off the ground or you will be prosecuted. I guess if you climb the tree, that would be even worse, but they don't really have a sign for that. Okay, I recognize this road now. This goes straight back to the interstate. And I'm on my way with a Mexican family smuggled in the back of my car. I probably have triggered something just by saying that. They have microphones in the trees and everything. That's what the trees are for. They have ears. Heading back to the interstate now. I swear, every car that passes looks like a cop to me, or just an overly alert citizen. Really do foster this fear of paranoia, just by listening to the radio, reading the papers. It's very sad. The town of Fabens, or Fabens, not really sure how to pronounce it. It's a town with a giant chicken standing outside a... bunch of stores. Don't really know what that's about. Don't really care. Just want to get out of here. One of the things I've been hearing on the radio is that Texas is on the verge of passing a law very similar to Arizona's, where basically anyone can be stopped on the street and asked for their citizenship papers or proof or things like that. But of course, particularly, it'll be people with dark skin, and I can only imagine what people who live in a place like this have to contend with on a day-to-day basis, and now on a legal basis. There's a small airport to the left, interstate straight ahead, suspicious white car been following me for a while. It's weird how I'll feel safe on the interstate. I don't know why, just because I guess it's familiar. Glad I did this, though. Glad I took this little detour. When you journey around places, always take the detours. Always do a little bit of exploring. You might not get where you're going as quickly, but you'll definitely have things to talk about and stories to remember. I wonder where all those IMS trucks went. I'm saying it wrong. I know it's... DHS, Department of Homeland Security, not Immigration Services anymore. But I still would like to know where they went, because I must have seen a dozen of them, and I don't know where they were going or where they are now. Speed limit here, by the way, is 80. It's the highest I've ever seen anywhere. And, 80 in the daytime, 65 at night. And trucks, the speed limit is 70 and 65 at night. But it's interesting because you occasionally come to a curve and it tells you to slow down to 70. So Yeah, hazardous curve, reduced speed to 70 miles an hour. Really incredible. Oh, the speed limit's gone down to 70 now. Okay, well, I guess we're approaching El Paso, so gotta go a little slower. Anyway, gonna put the recording equipment away and turn on the air conditioning again.
She had a fire. I was bright, but she was much brighter. I was high, but she was the sky. Oh, baby, I was bound for Mexico. Oh, baby, I was bound to let you go.
Next week, we pick up the voyage in California as we make our visit to the Starbucks in the final chapter of the quest for Starbucks. Yes, next week, we finally put an end to it. That's it for tonight. Write to us, otw@2600.com. Have yourselves a good night.
I don't know much about Cinco de Mayo. I'm what it's all about, but I say I want you and you don't believe me. You say you want me, but I've got my doubts. Oh baby, I was bound for Mexico. Oh baby, I was bound to let you go. She had a lighter, I had a flame, but she had a fire. I was bright, but she was much brighter. I was high, but she was the sky. Oh, baby, I was bound for Mexico.